Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Runs Discussions video show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing
Damn, I ain't got no sound. What's going on? Wow. Shit. I ain't got no sound. Let me see what I got to do. All right. Anybody hear me? Does anybody hear me? Hello? Let me see if I can play some music.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday.
All right, when you see us.
Yeah, we hear you.
Man, this thing acting crazy tonight, man.
Yeah,
but well, I got it going again, so. And, man, I couldn't hear nothing. After I played the intro, I couldn't hear nothing.
Uh-huh.
At all.
Yeah, I heard everything.
I had to turn my phone off.
Of
right. I couldn't hear nothing. Yes, sir. Uncle Larry, you there? Man, Uncle Larry must have didn't get back in. Now this thing keep jumping over my board. Uncle Larry, you there?
I'm here, Eddie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, y'all long as you can, man.
We got the rest of, we got the other people there too.
Yeah, they never
yeah,
went
so
nowhere.
Right. So right.
Okay. They never went nowhere. Yeah.
Well, everybody saw them, and then after that, it went quiet.
That's because you had all them goddamn drunks on from last night.
Oh, no.
My man, kid.
What's going on, kid?
Shit, nothing much. The FCC probably going to ban y'all, shit. By having them goddamn drunks on the show and shit.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Shit. Like Shorty
yeah.
said, just keeping it real.
Yeah. Well, I wanna apologize for the little mishap that we had and so far and so on, you all, and it was just one of them things that had happened, you know, because at first it wasn't going to be a show, and then I come here and I asked Brother Eddie to overlook that and go ahead on put it in. So that may have had something to do with the reason why everything was kind of in a ball of confusion. But, you know, I'm glad to be here because y'all here, you know. So, you know, the intro itself already been played. I don't know. I wasn't even on at that time, you know, and I'm on at this time. So y'all already here, so... Let's get it on, y'all. Let's get it on.
You want me to play the intro again? I'll play it for them. If they want to hear the intro, or would they rather just hear me sing?
So I'll play the intro, man. Play the intro.
Is the intro going to feature any Wild Irish roles or anything like that?
Yeah, let's make it official. Let's play the intro again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh. Sister
the winter nationals is over with, you know, and now the summer here, it's time to get out. Seems like it's kind of hard, you know, but it's getting close to that time. It's getting close to the time for people to get ready to throw down. So I was hoping that we might be able to, this weekend, not just tonight, you know, because I share a show with other people that's in, within the infrastructure of another organization, which is called Clocks Off. You know, and we want to see if we can have a lockdown night tonight, if possible. You know, if not possible, then we still going to go on with the show anyway. We're going to have some fun. We're going to enjoy ourselves because that's what it's all about. So starting with that, I was wondering if we had the South Side and the West Siders over here tonight that want to lock somebody in, you know. You know, y'all always welcome to have the flow now, because I always shut up and sit back and let y'all do what you do, you know. As long as it's, you know, pertaining to having fun and racing and so far and so on, you know, and that's what we're looking forward to. So, we'll start to lay the flow out already, but we'll start out by having some fun because I haven't heard any racers on the show yet, you know, and when they come in, each and everybody is more than welcome to come in, state what they want to state, get their opinion, or whatever the case. You know, we don't discriminate over here. Yeah. So, what's going on, Brother Kid? Now, I'm going to get started with you first. You say it was some alcohol left from the other show that spilled over on this show, Kid.
Probably did. That's why you couldn't get it up and running this shit.
Yeah.
You know, the alcoholics will leave their bottles and shit laying everywhere.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Wow. So that might be the reason for the stumble. Somebody stumbled over the bottle.
Kicked it over. And
oh, Lord.
Wasted on some wires and shit.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Did you think that South Side, West Side thing gonna ever get settled, man?
Nope.
Never.
I hope it don't get settled.
ain't nobody to settle it.
Yeah. That's why I was wondering if I had a lock-in show or a show or something like that for the South Side and the West Side where anybody come, but shit, that might run them away. I don't want to do that.
It shouldn't run you away if you're trying to race.
Yeah. If you try to get out. Might not be no races on here yet. Yeah, may not be not on here. Yeah.
Well, Uncle Larry, they was on last night. I mean, a lot of them. And it took a long time before they decided to come in and talk. You heard them on the phone last night in the after hour. They said, the show got started slow, but the show had some top end.
Well, it had a lot of top end.
Yeah, but it's early in your show right now.
Yeah.
Got people on here. So maybe they'll come in a minute and start speaking.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
What's going on?
Well, fast, Marvin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Representing Clock Off, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Clock Off
to the front. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's
up? Clock Off going to get fucked up. I'm right there. Oh, I'm in rage.
Yeah.
Well, then West Side Boys show came on for me last week and represented, man. You know what I'm saying? So I got to give it to him, but I also got to give a shout out to Vaughn because, boy, he's been representing Clocks Off well. He's been stepping up and just, man, trying to make everything for the 17th that he can. And, man, we appreciate that. So, Southside East.
Who was that saying that, Mark? Was that Mark?
Mark ain't said nothing, man. Brother Mark ain't said nothing, did he? As I saved him last time, I hope I don't have to save him again.
Mark said South Side for life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Larry,
if you're going to be there, get your bet on with the
West
Side, baby. That's the best side.
Oh, man.
Come up, get
your
money. Yeah, get your bet on, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch what I tell you. Yeah, well, yeah, Brother Mark can do that because he clocked off. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'll be locking my little 2-3 races here a week before June 17th. So I ain't got that much longer to wait. I mentioned some names when that time comes. So, you know, people been giving me a sentence of letting me mention a name. So, we just wait. I'll let it be closer to the race before we get to it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Brother Mom, you ain't, I mean, Mom, you ain't got nobody. You trying to lock in yet, is you?
A week before the race.
A week before? Okay.
Yeah. I got one right here that he says Van T. So we'll see when that time comes. Other guy, I don't know yet. I guess it's just because, you know, willing to lock in.
Yeah,
we'll play about if he has that.
I heard that.
Yeah, I heard a few people calling my car ghost, but my car is never no ghost. They just ain't seen it. It's been the 41 goddamn plenty of time. I was just up there with it last year. Yeah. Five of the two people in the field, so, no, that ain't no joke. They just didn't pay me attention.
Yeah.
At that time, yeah, because at that time I wasn't doing shit. Put the shit on the line and everything. Yep, couldn't get off the line. Carburetor caught a little fire and shit, damn near burned my shit up.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Just want to let that be known.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Otherwise, now, how y'all feel? Eddie, Uncle Larry. Remember last night, I told y'all my nephew got shot?
Yeah.
He cool now. Got shot in the back. Came out his chest, punctured the lung. But he's stable. He's talking. So that's a blessing.
I'm glad you come out all to the good on it, man.
Oh, man. Me too. Well, that's my little brother. He done lost his son about maybe 6 years ago. And just the same brother. His son, whoever's son got shot. So, yeah, I'm damn so glad, you know, so be free, man. But, yeah, shit.
Well, is that one thing you probably need to think about, man?
What's that?
When they start shooting at them like that, man, you might have to move them out the way for a while.
Well, let me tell you something, Eddie. My son got killed about 5 years ago. I tried to get him up out that city, man. He's grown. He was 26 when he got killed. I tried to get him up out that city, have him come down with me. Man, you can't make it. You know what I'm saying? Can't
right.
Make it.
If they don't want to do it, then ain't nothing you can do. But sometimes you might can talk some sense in their head and move them around and. Because most of the time when they stay there, man, they don't make it too long.
Yeah, that's fine. A lot of kids today ain't got the common sense that we had back then. No, they don't.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got no particular race you want to see, Bob?
You talking to Marvin?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I like to see them all, honestly. But, you know, if it's a grudge race, yeah, I don't care who it is. I like to see it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm serious, man. When I was living in Chicago growing up, and a motherfucker say drug race, they'll call you at 2 o'clock in the morning. Man, you get up. Don't you sleep, don't brush your teeth, don't wash your face, hop in that motherfucking car and get it. Tell me, go there, catch that drag race.
So, yeah, see, all you want is to see a race.
That's it. That's it.
I heard that.
No bullshit. If it's a good race for, you know, some interesting people, man, I jump up off some coochie, man. To go check out that race.
Oh, man, come on, Bob.
I ain't lying, dog. I did it one time. I can't remember who was racing. I swear I did it one time. Yes, sir. I said, I got to go. Huh? It's emergency. I got to go. Shit. Talk that drag race, goddammit. Yeah. So, you know. That's how serious I used to be in drag race.
Yeah.
But I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. And just curious now. Just to see. Took me a while to get back where I needed to be, but I'm here now, goddamn.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I like to see it too, Bob. I like to see it too, Bob.
What is all the noise, man?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Probably a little background noise. I'm at work.
Oh.
That beep, beep. That what you talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, that was good. That was me. Inside the machine back up. It's too noisy for you. Let me know now. I was on mute, so I'll take my little voice and shit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's different now, Mars. You might fool around and jump up off of the, what was that you say, the coochie? And get down, and then somebody pay the pork out there, what?
Oh, shit. Oh, well, I go back and get it. They're like, false alarm, baby, false alarm. Off the lawn. Go back and get it. But the good thing about back then, usually, when a motherfucker was racing, they was racing. You know, there wasn't no punk out for none of that. You know, there are two motherfuckers that say they're going to race, and they get up there and race. There wasn't no lock-in or no shit like that. You know. You know, now, if you're traveling, not like nowadays, if you're traveling, you know, quite a way, I can see you locking in because you got a gas up, nitrous up, gas to race vehicle up. You might want to get you some zoos and wham wham. So, yeah, lock a motherfucker in. That way you're not wasting your time.
Yeah. Heard that.
Hey, Uncle Larry, I'm going to holler at you in a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty good in the chair. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, this event is going to be interesting, this thing. It's going to be interesting. Or interesting. Yeah. Don't be fun. Well, you got anybody in particular you want to see, Jalen? Uncle Larry. Oh, is it everybody on hold, Jalen?
Yeah, Brother Ma.
Yes, sir. You got anybody in particular you want to see today?
Anybody else in particular what?
Anybody in particular that you want to see cut that motherfucking break loose?
I want to see all of them turn it loose. That's what I want to see.
There you go. Yes, sir.
I don't care how fast you is, how slow you is. You're always going to have something, you know, some people that's a little faster. You're going to have some that's a little slower, but they're all racing. And that's what the whole thing is about. Love the race.
That's right.
But you know, in the game, I have to keep it 100 with you, Marvin. In the game, I do have. A certain somebody that I do want to see race, but I watch it all because I love the game, period. I love to see the guys, you know, do what they do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was Big Eddie.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. My grandbaby had called me. I just answered. She caught me off guard. Yeah.
That's all right. That might happen again. Ain't no damage done.
The damage comes when you don't answer that phone with that damage. You have to cut your ass out, nigga. Uh-oh. You better answer that phone. What's up?
That don't make it run good.
And that's correct.
There's a lot of power. Yeah, make it run correct. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about just in the tune up, the whole tune of the car like that. I was messing with the Cobb about a week ago, right? So it sounded good to me. Sounded snappy to me, right? And I let it out. I let it run. And motherfucker sound good to me. And I had my homie come over. And we fucked with Cobb. I said, how does it sound to you? He said, Mom, you want me to be truthful with you? I said, yeah. He said, it sounds like shit. I said, what? He said, no, it don't sound bad. I'm just telling you. It don't sound bad, but it needs to be touched up a little bit. So I'm like, all right, well, shit. Touch it on up then. He was like, all right, I got you. And when he got done, the car sounded totally different. Just by playing with the carburetor, man. Fucking night and day different. So that's what I do now. And, you know, maybe Vic got a good tune on this shit since last time. You know what I'm saying? And it probably scared old Jerry. Yeah, it probably scared old Jerry.
Okay.
You know, so, and I get it. Hey, you scared. Can't beat them. Just say you can't beat them. You decline. Just say you decline. Whatever it takes. That's all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all. But I do want to see that race, though. As a matter of fact, this is offering the man the back tie.
Huh?
Yeah, I seen that on Facebook. Vic offered Jerry the back tie. Jerry scared on that list.
Oh, man, come on.
Yeah, man. Oh, I forgot to add this in. I think Jerry said he found a lot of, he see the light or some shit, he said. Which was saying pretty much he don't want no smoke. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
He Yeah, you know, if you say you don't want no smoke, I guess that's it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you ain't got to, just say it flat out. No, I don't want none of that. No, I feel like a win. You know? Yeah, just say it, man. Like I would. Like that damn old bar coming in with, just say, rest on, for instance. I'll tell them, hell no, I don't want none of that shit. Fuck no, I can't win. Nope, you won that one, sir. Well, this is just for example, technically, I give you the back tie. Nope, still don't want none. Nope, matter of fact, sir, you can quit talking to me, I don't want no smoke. That's it.
No, none of that smoke.
No, that was just for example purposes. But you know, truth be told, I really don't want no smoke. No.
Okay.
No, I don't want none of that. The boy got damn round that question. You went pretty goddamn good. I don't want none of that either. But if you're listening, Ryan, I still ain't gonna be no motherfucking me, goddamn it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's if you're listening. Yeah, that damn Ryan looks pretty good. Good stuff.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah. That Ryan looks pretty goddamn good. And surprisingly, Leon don't look that bad. Yeah, Leon don't look that bad either. That's why I say, man. So this dude 17 thing I think it's going to be interesting. I really do.
Yeah.
It's just going to be interesting.
Well, we hope it's all.
Yeah, really do.
But in order for that to be successful, you got to race. That's what it is. Yeah.
And then a lot of times, you'll get a lot of technically lock-in at the track is looking. You know what I mean?
Right.
Motherfuckers will see you get up there, your time looking like shit. Now they want to come over there and fuck with you. But you couldn't get them to lock in the front that night.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I don't think it's going to happen,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the grudge races, but we got them shootouts going on, too, and Brother Ennard has set it up and stuff where a guy can fool around and be beneficial, you know, in a shootout. So, you know, we're looking for it to jump off in every category, man, every category. Come on in. And do what you do.
Right. Now, do you have the paperwork with you or with the different class of shootout?
Well, Eddie is Eddie on the line. Yeah, you can ask him. He the one that orchestrate the whole thing.
Okay. Because I heard the
brother. Hey, brother.
Yeah. What up, man?
Mom's trying to find out a little bit about the shootout.
Yeah, what's up with the, I think you said 29, 28,
20?
You
know, all that shit. 29.
You get a
party.
Like,
29 the
number. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the shootout begins Saturday, the 17th. 8-car minimum, $6,000.
I'm telling
you. $6,000
pop. We got some noise, man. I can't talk over the noise.
Hey,
noise of the touch.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, whoever that is in the background, y'all, please mute your mic so we can finish talking.
You don't know what happened.
Thank you.
All right.
Go ahead.
Shootout begins on Saturday, the 17th, 8-car minimum, $6,000 payout. Anything on 29 or smaller, $500 buy-in. Stock suspension style cars, nitro only, heads up, Pro Tree, 8th Mile. Drivers meeting at 3 p.m. Have your money, Sivan. Also, we're having a daily driver shootout, $250 buy-in, 10-car minimum. $4,500 payout. No cage, full exhaust, full interior, heads up Pro Tree, 1/4 mile. Out the back door. Drivers meeting at two PM. Have your money, see Jeremiah. All day grudge racing. Every day and test and tune. Lock ins, let us know you can go. At US 41 Drag Strip, 2695 West 50th Street, Morocco, Indiana.
That is, Bob.
You gonna have any alcoholic shootouts?
Well, kid, I don't know if you got the word tonight, but it ain't going to be no interruptions tonight. That's all I can tell you. It won't be no interruptions tonight.
If you ain't going to have no alcoholic shootouts, then quite a few of them can stay at home.
Well, I don't know what to say about that kid, but I can guarantee you there ain't going to be no interruptions tonight.
Yes, sir.
$29,000 pot.
Yes, sir.
That sounds too bad.
Yeah. No, it ain't bad at all, Ma. They're trying to make things happen, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Trying to make things happen.
Well, close y'all on that. That's good action right there. And what's the buy-in on the 6,000? They get it.
Big Eddie. He might be the one to the other vibe or something. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Are you back, Big Ed? Might be the one to overline or something. Hey, kid. Oh, kid. You still on the line with your mom? Hey, Eddie.
Huh?
Mama was asking you a question. I think you went to the other line.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
asking,
okay,
what up, Mom?
I was asking, what's the band on that 6,000?
On which one? The 29 or the
Yeah, the 29. The 29 is small.
500 I'll buy in.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Anything on 29 or smaller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got the
yes,
somewhere,
man. I got another game of pitches I got to go to. Yeah. I thought you might have took Brother Kid with you, man. We didn't get no response out of Kid, did it?
Oh, okay. Kid probably sleep.
Yeah. Oh, no. He just talking a minute ago.
What happened?
I said we was just trying to get you and we couldn't get you. We figured you had went to another line.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
He probably watching the basketball game, so he'd be able to tell everybody who's gonna win tomorrow.
No.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
I ain't gonna be able to do that on the edit, no. Because they ain't going to come on till tomorrow. But I do know LeBron ain't going to be playing. That's for sure.
No, you don't say, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. No, he ain't playing, man. He had all these popcorn.
Yep.
Him or Michael Jordan.
That's all I got here. That's all I got here. Michael Jordan already on the show eating popcorn.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I'm trying to make sure that the rest of them come on in and have them a ball, but I don't have no south side or no west side stand up, neither one, so. I guess they know that I'm on here. They might be having their own show, though. Wow. Hey, Eddie.
Huh?
Do you see Baby's number? Has he got his hand up or anything?
No, I don't see Baby.
You don't see it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yes, indeed. We ain't got no hands up.
No, not yet.
Uh-huh.
Don't you get to the 17th, you might not have no hands up.
I'm telling you not. I'm telling you not. Yeah. Well, maybe they all talked out, man. I really would like to see the action. I want to see the action. Nobody knows different how I see it.
Hey, Uncle
I want to see the action. Yes, sir.
Them niggas ain't never talked out. Shit.
Oh, man, come on, man.
No, they ain't never talked out, dog.
Huh? Wow.
Sometimes they'll take a little break, like far as, you know, saying I'm going on this, they'll take a little break and do it. Right back at it. Yeah.
Wow.
Right back at it.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's most enjoyable for me. You know, I be at work or be on the highway sometimes, and all I do is sit back and miss. Yeah, you probably got about 20 of them in the queue. Sitting back there.
Yeah.
In the bushes, like I be in the bushes. Joe Duke, the bushes, man.
Yeah.
But I like to come on every now and then. You know, talk real shit.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Mark.
Yes, sir.
Brother Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Yeah, Mark. I guess he must be just sitting back relaxing too there. Well, but Adams.
Yeah.
You feel like giving me one song, man.
Yeah, hold on, man. I just gotta. What kind of song you want to hear, Uncle Ryan?
I'm gonna let you make it your choice, since you know the board better than I do, because I don't remember. Although I just remember.
Oh, shit,
I'm gonna play.
I'm gonna play Marvin Cut, man.
Marvin Cut? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna play Marvin Cut.
Vision Production.
Chef Lee.
Sure.
Alright, somebody got background noise. Somebody got some music on.
Hold on, that's me. Give me 1 minute.
What's going on?
I'm gonna go back out there and noise. I don't have my phone. Hey, right, y'all, give me 1 minute. I'm picking this on get it, please.
That's the wife.
Rip.
Yes, I love it. That's yours, right?
Bridget boy, you got to go on mute. You got to go.
I'm going. No, I'm getting out the way. I'm getting away from you. I'm sorry. Excuse me, man. Okay, can y'all hear me now?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That man got his ass
whooped
over at Kevin's shop. God dang.
You don't even know who Kevin is, man. Don't do
that. He got that Nova. They got that Nova.
Please don't do that, sir.
They say preacher boy done laid hands on a motherfucker
again. Oh, man.
Hold on, take a break. What did you say?
Kimo, how you hear that? Kimo, how you hear that all the way over there in the Motor City?
Kimo, I ain't even going to lie to you. Kimo, listen. It wasn't even in his mouth. I split all his forehead open.
Yeah!
Damn.
Oh, man.
Now, he got a new tattoo. He got my order.
Yeah, damn.
Come on, preacher boy.
I'm going to be proud of.
Not the PB tattoo.
Every time he washes his face, he got to think about me. I ain't said nothing about nothing else, but I'm happy of that. I split that man's picture to white meat. And when I say white
damn.
Meat, he was good.
That is nothing to be happy about.
No, this deal, because man. He could have left me alone. You don't hit nobody and you can't fight. You don't swing at nobody and
you got a point,
fight. And all I ask a man to do is leave me alone for the time I pull up. Don't
damn.
Hang me up. Don't nobody hang me up. Some shit you deserve. I feel bad about the situation, but I don't feel about the result. Because all he had to do is keep talking and keep his hands inside of the ride at all times. When you take your hand out the ride, don't tell him what happened.
Oh, man.
Hey, hold on. You mean to tell me this motherfucker passed the first lick?
Who done got whooped?
He swung at me. And didn't do a job.
Who was?
Hold on, that's me and my guy together.
You mean to tell me this nigga passed the first lick and got whooped?
Look at what the man tell you, man. Look at repeat what the man told you.
He said that man hit him and I told the man, leave me alone. That man swung on him, and he bust his motherfucking forehead wide open.
Goddamn, wild eyes rolls everywhere.
Out of here. Wild eyes rolls everywhere.
Everybody on this line upset that y'all know about it because there wasn't nobody but us. Why would he call y'all to tell him he got an ass whooping?
He looking for help.
Ride him.
Oh, man.
No, he tried to make me feel like a villain. He called y'all to make me feel like a villain. I ain't got nothing, y'all. I still got the same bullet in his chamber. I still got the same knuckle prints upside his shit.
Who the hell you
I'm the same one-legged motherfucker he thought he could whoop. I'm fresh out the hospital, D.
Hey, preacher boy. Nah. Baby was drunk tonight. Now, stop that.
He wasn't drunk. Stop it. He was not drunk. He got drunk after that.
I just got for he'll be back tomorrow.
He got drunk after that.
Let me stop my nephew.
Ask your daddy why I just got out of D. You've been talking to me for 2 days. Why I just come from D?
I know
where you just
came
from. I had surgery. I just got out of surgery yesterday. So he heard me tell everybody I just got out of surgery. So he thought he had the upper hand. He thought he had an A1 knockout. He thought he was an A1 winner. He got an A1 ass whooping. He didn't get a B ass whooping. He got an A ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bust a stitch. I bust his ass.
Mm-hmm. Where my boy Three Lil again, man? I'm tripping. Y'all.
I looked at my leg to make sure I didn't bust a stitch. There was so much blood all in my lap. I said, damn, I done bust a stitch. I didn't break a stitch. So
that might have been wild out of Rose.
Looking for an excuse to say that bitch was drunk. No, he got drunk to sober that ass whipping up. You know, if you get drunk enough, you don't feel that pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to hurry up and drink.
Well, you can't blame that ass whipping on the alcohol. You mind your own motherfucking business, you'd be a lot better off.
I'm explaining to y'all, he's sober, so the next time he see me, he know what to do. He know to get the fuck out of my vicinity before I beat the fuck out of him. I'm not trying to brag about it because he's not worth it. He's not fucking worth it. Leave me the fuck alone. Treat me like little girl. I like I'm a retarded kid. Leave me alone. Now, Sin talked about him, told him he's going to smack him and do all that shit last night. Why would you fuck with me because I'm handicapped? Don't you know what I'm going to do to you? We done been through this.
Thank you,
over there in Gucci's alley. Over there in Gucci's alley.
And Gucci's alley. I like that. What Gucci's house at, man? I want to come visit. I got to visit that place. Gucci. Hey, Gucci, yo, he over there and got him a good ass whooping. That
hey,
guy
Kimo,
there, he...
Kimo. I love you to death, but you know you got an ass whooping coming too.
Man, I wish you would. I'm going to tear your ass up. I promise.
That's what he
you.
Thought, Kimo. That's what he
man,
thought.
Well, hey.
I got
hey.
Your ass whooping, Kimo, on layaway.
Yeah, have your business. Have your business.
Kimo,
I'm on the perch.
Kimo, I got you a different ass whooping, Kimo. I got you a different ass whooping while you laughing and giggling.
I'm going to purchase that motherfucker.
I know you will sooner or later. Hey, Kimo, I know me and you going to bump heads. And I want you to do the same thing he did after you get your ass whooped. All these people tell me what type of ass whooping you take.
Man, hey, great sport. Don't think the shit's sweet. Nah,
it ain't nothing. Hey, listen to me. I don't
underestimate
nobody. Kimo, I don't underestimate nobody.
We
but I'm going to let you
on.
Have your glory tonight. Kimo, I'm
hey,
going to have your
hey,
glory.
Listen,
you know what, Kimo?
We gonna
I love you,
Jeff, because
you say some funny
up,
shit.
Boy.
You say some funny shit. But I owe you an ass whooping, bitch.
I don't want you to ignore this. Don't worry about it, because I'm going to tear your ass up. They're going to say, that man shouldn't have hit that handy. I'm going to tear your ass up. My motherfucking son, I'm going to tear your ass up. Nah, we can move on. Don't think shit's sweet.
Now you can resume the conversation. Come on.
That's right. But anyhow, over at Gucci. Boy, I'm gonna beat the fuck out you, boy, and I'm kicking you up your ass too.
I like it.
Hey, I'm gonna kick you up.
When the more things, hey, Kimo, when the more things
see
you,
will y'all please hang that fool up?
Y'all ain't gotta hang him up. I just want him to know he's not absolute. I didn't want him to think he had a transfer.
Hey, preacher boy, you know when you see me, you got a job to do then, motherfucker.
Who need to be on is Vaughn and Yak. That's who need to be on.
Yeah, where is Vaughn? What Vaughn and Yak? Because this nigga talking stupid, man.
He
going to
fuck you up next, Kimo.
I want him to. I got my ticket for it.
That nigga said he got a ticket.
He got a mean right.
Hey, I'm going to knock his ass out his leg like Vaughn did.
Oh,
knock
man.
His motherfucking leg back.
Three looks said he used their leg to choke him out.
They got a prostate.
Damn. Yeah.
Three
looks said he used the leg. That did.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, man.
That bitch. These niggas. Kid, these niggas is crazy, boy.
It's me.
Hey, kid, then it would have been home.
Yeah. See, well, the thing is, preacher boy, that nigga like 120, 130. Man, I'm gonna tell yo, I'm gonna lay this two mother. I'm gonna lay this 185 on your
Kimo,
ass.
Kimo.
Kimo, you ain't been 185 since high school.
Kimo,
you got 185 in the belly.
I mean 285.
Hey, Kimo, Kimo.
Yeah, come on.
I ain't mad about that. You say you 285. I mean I'm going rhino hunting. I mean I'm gonna nail your ass. I'm gonna shoot shit at you. You ain't gotta even worry about that.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. Well, hey, when that day comes, we'll have a business.
Right,
well, anyhow,
right. Kimo,
where the fuck is
Kimo? Right,
like,
now, me and you be best friends. Kimo, right now, me and you best friends while we laughing and giggling about another nigga. Default.
Hey, where is baby at, man?
So when we get to laugh about your default.
In hospital.
Yeah, damn. Somebody
baby.
Get him out. Get him out.
Baby, get a
fish in his forehead. Nigga, hey, that motherfucker. Rich boy say he put that swastika in the middle of his forehead like Charles Manson. He put that motherfucker swastika symbol in the middle of his forehead like Charles Manson. He branded that nigga, man. He branded that nigga. God damn. That's how you gotta say it. God damn. Went upside that motherfucker head. I don't know, man. Old bald head. Bald head out front. I just come from downtown in the Grand at the Grand Prix Bath.
That bitch fast right there, boy. That's a
who
beat.
Told
that's
you
a
about
right
this fight, Kimo? And I wonder, who told you about this stuff?
Hey, what's going on? I got a call out of Chicago and say, hey, I got some great news for you. I said, what's going on, big man, baby just got his ass tore up over there at Kevin's shop. I said, whoa. Not the
Kevin
that he been locking the car in. Yeah. In the alley, in Geechee's alley. He got a good ass whooping in Geechee's alley.
Get your food.
Baby got fucked up. Baby got fucked up.
Who fucked baby up with shit talking at?
Kimo.
Come on, Yak.
Christian boy done whooped him again, Yak. Preacher boy done whooped his ass again. That motherfucker preacher boy whooped him like he is son.
We'll find that when we need him.
Hey, baby better stop talking shit and go to karate school.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Man, somebody sign baby up for karate.
Somebody send baby a Billy Blank Cabo tape.
Not a Billy Blanks.
Oh, man.
Please don't help this fool.
They need to get baby. What they call that book? How to fight
somebody.
Tommy.
Hey, baby, my man. Time. Somebody send that boy one of them Black Belt Jones tapes or something, man.
Oh, man. Come on.
Hey.
Now, you have his phone number. Somebody send his phone number so I can get him on. Somebody send me his phone number.
Y'all think he still was drunk from last night?
Escalade. Got a motor in it.
Hey, somebody send me his phone number if I can get him on.
Won't be able to make it. Won't be able
to
make it. Alcohol Anonymous class. Won't be able to make it. Alcohol Anonymous class.
Man, please send me baby number if I can get him on, please.
Yeah, send it to me. I want to ask him, man. Why didn't Geechee help you, man? Goddamn.
Geechee, fool. Not
Geechee.
Geechee, man. Geechee, Kimo.
Call that nigga Gucci, man. Fuck that. Call him Gucci. Gucci didn't even help.
Now I see why baby called the police on the Mexicans. Now I see why.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Mexican broke his window, broke his mirror, and then they go
move
their ass.
Y'all tell baby, come to the projects. We gonna teach them how to fight. Fuck that bullshit.
Oh, man.
Now
where they
gonna
slap
his mouth off over with the project.
Tell baby, come on out here to 130. We gonna teach him how to fight. Fuck that shit. He can't beat the ass whooping.
You know he ain't coming to the Wild Hunters.
We know.
We ain't gotta talk about Flock and Leachy no more. We got new one to talk about now.
And then he get on his phone.
I just sent you a picture of the car, man.
Let me call Flop and tell him baby got wood.
But you know where that comes from.
Take that picture of the car, man.
You ain't got the car, man. Right. Man.
You sent the picture of what car, nigga?
Hey, mad man.
Yeah.
I live in Chicago. You ain't got a car to tell me. Hey.
I hear you, Flop.
Hey, man, you know what I'm waiting on? When baby go before the judge and tell him, he jumped on me. And then preacher boy come in there, goddamn it, on his one leg, and the judge gonna get up and kick baby in the
head. Hey, Flop, you ain't gotta be that rough, Flop. You ain't gotta be that rough, folks.
What's
his name?
Like,
hey, but that comes from Shorty last night, pumping him up. Pumping him up. Got that bad ass.
Shorty pumped him up to get his ass whooped.
Yeah, that comes from last night.
Baby,
I came
down
on that drink and took his ass over there, and that man whooped him so.
I just called baby, and his phone said, I cannot answer. Preacher boy beat my ass.
Hey, send me
Come on, man.
I need to talk to him. I need to talk to him. All I want to know, man, when he hit the ground, did preacher boy kick him with the leg?
You know he put that wooden leg on his ass.
Come on, Yak.
That preacher boy kicked him with that electric leg, baby, out of
there. Man. Somebody get Yak out
of
here.
And the sad part about it, baby swung first.
I told preacher boy we could have do it and connect his leg to my iPhone and fucking walk
all
up.
All I know is I would have paid good money to watch this shit.
You would have paid good money.
That would have been the worst price of a mission.
I know who called now when my old lady mad at my ass. Then I call baby. He come over here, take the ass whooping from her.
Baby
gonna have a sip in his thing, gonna have a wheel.
Hey, man, he going over there being a crash dummy for preacher boy. He can come over here and be a crash dummy for me.
Is you gonna pay him good money?
Good money. Maybe my teeth will stay in my mouth.
Lord have mercy.
If y'all get up in the morning now and go with baby house, y'all get all free haircuts tomorrow. If y'all go over the house in the morning, y'all get free haircuts.
He need to be giving out free haircuts for protection.
See, don't be saying that, man. That man ain't going to give out no free haircuts in that ass field. So.
Shit. He glad y'all coming by the scene. He think y'all going to double team preacher boy. The president ain't called by.
Hey, he need his ass whoop. He let preacher boy whoop his ass. He had to
push
the button But you got to really push preacher boy button for him to fuck you up.
Preacher boy said he swung on him and realized he couldn't fight.
Hey, baby should be calling Shorty, cussing his ass out.
Preacher boy went over there and spilled all that wild Irish rose.
Boy, I'm going to keep it 100. Preacher boy,
that's why we can't get baby. That's why we can't get baby and skin on.
Preacher boy has to have a mind. I mean, Baby had animosity against Preacher Boy because Preacher Boy already done rammed this shit into the guy that died. Night on war.
They say skin over there got the ice pack on baby head right now. That's why he ain't answer the phone.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, I know somebody got a camera on their phone. Come on, man. Show that shit. Show that shit.
They say Preacher Boy had blood on it. They thought he robbed a blood bank.
You know, I don't start no bullshit. The man talked about me from the time I got up here about that shit that y'all went through last night. I'm a bitch motherfucker and all of that. And then he's going to tell Gucci he whooped me last time we fought. I said, you did what to
me?
Oh,
man.
He said, I whooped your ass. I said, well, whoop my ass now. All of a sudden, the man tried to steal on me. He got folded
up.
Oh,
man.
I did his shit the first punch. And I choked him out. And that's it.
Damn.
Last time I was over there in the alley,
hey,
right?
Hey, Christian Boy. All I want to know, Christian Boy, tell me the truth.
No,
did you kick him with the leg, man? Did you put that gym shoe in his face?
Nope. My gym
Why you ain't
kick
him?
What? He was already fucked up. Blood was everywhere. Hey, man, listen. No lie, man. My shirt and my joggers hands are full of blood.
Hey, they say baby over there crying because Skin got a needle giving them stitches.
Oh, man.
I'm more mad. Listen to me, y'all. I'm more mad that he came to y'all and told y'all this shit because y'all didn't have to do this. Nobody else in that alley was going to call y'all. He calling y'all looking for rescue when all he had to do is leave me alone. He and the bitch-ass nigga that told me came back.
You got a point,
though. And going to jump out the truck and say, man, every time we see each other, we got to fight. He said, you looking at me now? I said, bitch, is you looking at me now? He said, no, I ain't looking at you right now. Bitch, I'm going to do next time I see you. I'm going to beat the fuck out you. Leave me alone.
Don't show.
But
baby just
had
to fight.
Why would he even care, y'all, we was fighting? I won the fight. I didn't call y'all. But this is not a joke. This is not a game.
Bitch, boy,
it's not nothing to brag about. This is nothing to brag about. Why would he call y'all and tell y'all this shit? To make me look like the bad guy, the enemy. That bitch is sober as all outdoors. Y'all let this bitch get away with shit because y'all know he's an alcoholic. That bitch
Hey, I just called baby, and the ambulance lady answered, and they say he fucked up.
See, y'all think it's a joke, and it's funny.
Hey,
man,
hey, Preacher Boy, I'm going to let you know right now. You fit in right behind Floppin', Leon, and BET, and Brother D. You right in that category. We going to talk
about
it all
life. Hold on, nigga. Don't leave yourself out. You and the goddamn wrestler.
Yeah, I know about that choking. I know about that choking.
Listen to me.
Not Joe Simon, the choking kind.
Hold on. Listen to me. The man needs stitches.
Oh.
He put a Band-Aid on. He's stitching him up right now. I sent him to the white meat. He went and put a Band-Aid on it. He's fucking about to get infected and drop dead. But
he'll be
all right. He couldn't breathe, and they told me to let him go. I let him go, but I didn't want to.
Oh, man.
I wanted to die on my own.
Hey.
And then he don't want to answer the phone,
y'all.
Old motherfucker.
Hey, where my buddy at? I got the famous Jack Ball over here with me.
Who you got with you?
Jack Ball.
Oh, we ain't going for damn. We got the King of the Knockout over here. We got Preacher Boy.
We got Jack Ball.
Hey, five fingers of funk. It's over for you right now. We got one leg Preacher Boy knocking motherfuckers out, splitting their head back to the knee. So we ain't gonna talk about yours no more. It's over for you, chicken man.
We got new shit going on now, baby.
Matter of fact, I'm finna write a song about it.
We got Jack Ball,
old baby.
Preacher Boy been knocking motherfuckers
out.
That ain't nothing new. Damn, Preacher Boy done knocked the drunk out. Preacher Boy don't get no points for knocking that damn drunk out.
The drunk
Come on, man.
Motherfucker, I got
that's why Preacher Boy hit him, because the drunk missed him. Yeah.
Well, let me call it.
No, hey, listen. I ain't going to tell y'all no lie. He hit me. But you know what this shit remind me of? You know when that old man hit me and said, man, my punch ain't what it used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Preacher boy, stop that shit, man. Stop that shit.
What? Damn, so when I tell the truth, y'all mad at me.
I love it.
I'm not mad at you. You supposed to protect
yourself.
See, I've
been telling y'all, ain't nothing wrong with a little recreation.
Look at Preacher Boy. He
ain't
having recreation. He got one leg. He can't even go to PE, but he's having recreation.
Madman, this is not that joke. Let me tell you something, Madman. I just had a surgery yesterday. I just got yesterday. I still got the bands on my leg. Me and D been talking every day.
Yep.
All I did was went around Kevin Wesley. We were talking about shooting some dice, me and the other dudes. This nigga here kept jugging with the bullshit.
Yeah.
I told him, man, you were voted for saying the shit was skin. And he kept telling me, fuck skin, bitch. All this.
I
went to him talking about bodily harm. Man, I don't know what you're thinking. I will beat the fuck out you. He looked at that arm and seen me motherfucking hospital bands around my arm, I think. And thought,
I can win.
I told him, man, I'm going to beat the... I told him, man, point blank, he can box knuckle to knuckle. He bowed down. He taught me when I wasn't paying attention. He stole on me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, did you hit me?
Oh, you didn't even feel it.
What he was looking for. Hell no, I ain't feel it. And then I gave him what he was looking for.
And that when that big old dad came in his forehead.
Damn, preacher boy,
that
say that.
Hey, I knocked the nigga on the car that was on the flat.
Ooh. Oh, man.
That mean he was crawling.
That's almost like over there in the alley, man. Come on, preacher boy.
Hey, you a bad motherfucker.
Let me get Deucey on this. Somebody send me Deucey number, man. Ain't no way they fight
like
that. Oh,
man,
not
Deucey.
Bad motherfucker.
I saw baby ran the alley. Like Deucey going to have to run the alley. Shit.
Hey, man, we got Jack Ball over here. We got Jack Ball over here. What y'all want to do?
We ain't racing right now. We fighting over here.
Man, fuck that phony-ass fight. I could have paid two hikes to fight each other for $50 a piece to do better than that.
Oh,
that
man, come on, Yak.
Okay, Jack Ball, you finna get it. Rock his ass in, preacher boy.
A brother fighting another brother ain't shit to me, man. Fuck that shit.
Hey, Jack Ball, what you doing Thursday? You trying to go to Lapeer?
No, he ain't going to Lapeer.
Because I get them Thursday night boys to get on your ass now, Jack Boy. We got the boys on Thursday night. They love to get on the ass at Thursday night. We going to give you Jack Boy for real. Because I get grandson on here now. I get grandson.
He with grandson. How the fuck you going to get grandson?
Oh, well, I'm on Jack Boy team in. I'm on Jack Boy team in. Shit.
Feel my grandson head the fuck up, nigga. Come on. What you want to bet? Lock your ass in.
Oh, shit. I'm on your side now.
Man, lock your ass in. We'll run grandson head up.
Uh-oh. I got to get another call. Hold on a minute. Let me call my friend. See, can I get this goddamn G-body to come fuck you? Hold on a minute.
No, I want to tell everybody on this phone, I'm sorry for the bullshit that they kicked off, but fuck them. That wasn't their business. But this bitch-ass nigga shouldn't have told y'all.
That's right, and then he shouldn't have swung on you neither, preacher boy. You did your job. You did what your puzzle did.
I know. He doesn't have no right trying
I'm
to
I'm proud of
it.
When I see you, preacher boy, I'll buy you a cheeseburger. We're going to eat together.
I got a half a ass. I'm going to protect you to the grave. You hit me and can't fight, you'll find out if I can or not.
He seen you had them things on your arm. You fresh out of the hospital. He thought you was weak. He didn't know you had that left hook waiting on his ass.
Hey, yeah. Why always the handicapped want to protect themselves when you can't protect yourself?
I protect myself. Always by rubber. Myself.
You know what you should have did, preacher boy? You should have took that leg off and started kicking him in his ass when he went up under that car. You should have took that leg off and started kicking him in his ass, started poking him with that mother when he went up under that car.
If he ain't Bluetooth that leg to his iPhone, he can't take that motherfucker off.
He got to go back to Ford.
Oh.
got that motherfucker back to GM. That leg, preacher boy, take that leg off and run from his ass.
Yeah, that's like RTD2.
Hey, know what that leg is saying? You done pawned me 15 times. I ain't going this time.
Hey, limp mode.
I ain't going limp mode. Oh, shit, the gas title don't work. Hell no, man. Hey, but that motherfucker was working goddamn Ontario ass. It was working. It was working Ontario ass. It's my ass. He fucked Terry up. Shit. Preacher boy, the only motherfucker I know can walk past a pawn shop and pawn something.
Yeah. You talking joke, but the only joke I was looking for you to say was another west side, there go another one.
Hey, yes, another. Okay, get on there, man. Let's get on there. Get on. Have a seat. Hey, preacher boy, I cracked my joke.
Yeah.
You already know I love you, brother. Nigga, I already told the whole talk show, we'll take your car and fuck the whole west side up. They know that. We not son
like
them niggas,
say.
Man. Come on over here, nigga. We put a little more shit in your car. Fuck them. Fuck them.
You ain't gonna fuck them up the same way preacher boy did, baby.
No, I ain't fighting that one of my black brothers. I ain't doing that. I ain't with that shit. And I can't fuck them up like he did.
Yeah, I'm worried about it.
Yeah.
I got to tattoo your ass to let you know because Vaughn and I are out of pocket. When I fuck you up, we become kissing cousins. Kissing him. I just got a whole.
Hey, preacher boy, you know every time I say I take your car, fuck the west side up, the whole show get quiet.
Yeah.
That's
you
why
a bad
I keep
man.
Saying.
You a bad man.
Yeah, a bad man. That man got that. And while y'all talking, he put that leg on the goddamn Ontario ass, too, and turned around and stuck it in Lenny's ass.
Sure did. He did. Now, he fucked Ontario.
Preacher boy, all
Ontario
I
ain't getting
you,
stitches like baby, though. Baby getting stitches right now.
You,
he getting real stitches.
All I want to ask you, what type of shoe you had on when you stuck it in him?
Yeah. Only one. I only wear Air Max. That's the only thing I wear.
Well, you sure, goddamn it, blow them bubbles up in there.
Sure did. Hey, preacher boy, when you hit him, did you do the Ali shuffle on him?
Come on.
What?
Let her ride. It's her birthday. Shut that door. Shut that door.
Now, preacher boy, you do the Ali shuffle on him?
Mm-mm.
Shut my door.
I did. You better call 911 first. Cause he ain't
when you were choking him, what they say? Let him go, preacher boy. Let him go. He can't breathe.
He said, please. He got out 911. Hey, he got out 911.
That's it right here. Daisy's birthday. Let her enjoy.
Yeah, preacher boy had more blood on it than the blood bank.
Oh, man. That was Wild Irish Rose, man.
Oh, shit. Preacher boy, you left them leaking.
Man.
Yeah,
Hey, man, y'all call, man. Fuck this shit. Call baby and see where he at.
No, I ain't. Hey, hold on, y'all. I ain't. Listen, man.
Let me call him again. Hold on. I'm calling him again.
His jaw is clear in his head. I bet took his ribs. I tried to break his ribs.
Damn, preacher boy. That kind of remind you when you was over there in the alley, huh, preacher boy?
Yes. Put it on him. I don't want the money. When he wake up in the morning, I want him to piss blood.
I try to beat the fuck out them kidneys. I want to know I know how to fight. I try to beat the fuck out them little things. Fuck his blood bladder up. When he go to piss, he's going to piss blood.
Y'all baby don't want to ask him. He's going to have to come on back to the phone. Shit, he can't hide from his ass whooping.
I got one question I ask everybody. Who the baby call to tell y'all what happened? Who did he call to tell y'all what happened? That's the dumbest thing in the world. How did he call y'all?
He wanted to be the first one to tell you. He didn't want y'all to hear it in the streets.
I wasn't there. Oh, man. Because it didn't matter to me.
Yeah. He didn't want y'all to hear it in the streets.
You couldn't have never heard it.
Got on his ass. Y'all remember when the Mexican got on his ass, broke his mirror, and then got on his ass?
Listen to me. Bad man, don't nobody that was back there on the, go on the radio station. Who was going to tell y'all? I didn't feel it was worth telling because he's a nobody. So I wasn't going to say a word. I get a phone call from y'all talking about a fight that happened y'all didn't have no business knowing about. Dumbest shit in the fucking world. Hey, excuse me, one more thing. Damn, man, you made me get his goddamn name. You on the phone, what's his name? Not Uncle Larry, but, God damn it. What's your goddamn name, old man?
Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
Not Big Eddie. What you call it? It's Cook.
You sure you ain't been drinking baby stairs?
Oh, man. I've been drinking all night. Listen to me. I told baby when I finished my drink, I was going to beat his ass. He didn't let me finish my drink. But kid, the ass was for disrespecting me was part of them real shots. I didn't like the way he talked to you. So, whatever you thought about, it went through my body. You tried to break his motherfucking rib. That disrespected thing he did last night.
Damn, kid.
All baby did now was open up for everybody going to get on his ass. Now they see he ain't got no fight in here. Everybody going to get on his ass now.
That's on y'all. It ain't worth it. It's not
hey,
worth
kid,
it,
what you going to hit with a left or a right, kid?
It's not worth it, y'all.
No, I got somebody his age. I ain't got to be bothered with it.
Kid, okay.
Who you got
that
in his age, kid?
Huh?
Who you got that in his age?
My son?
The kid. Your son got his
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Somebody. I don't know why baby won't answer the phone. He know he can't hide for this. He know his ass finna get drugged through the mud. You know that's what we put up on his phone and waiting for.
I called on baby.
Y'all got left flop calling. Tell the president to call him. Tell flop call him.
I ain't got it.
Come on, yak.
Got a president to call me. Goddamn, yeah. That goddamn
what's
flop is a president.
What's Shorty at tonight, man?
Talk.
What's Shorty at tonight?
Shorty
man,
over there with him putting pictures in his ass.
Shorty
winning.
Shorty probably been the one picked him up and took him to the hospital.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid. Shorty I didn't call Shorty.
Yeah.
Man, neither one of them asked him, man.
You dumb motherfucker. I told your dumb ass last night. Don't be fucking with them goddamn people.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I told your dumb ass don't fuck with them goddamn people. Look at you now, all fucked up and shit. You done let preacher boy whoop your ass, you dumb motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And drove him to the hospital and dropped him off. Get your dumb ass out my car, bitch. You know how that shit go, man. I just want to talk to him and laugh at him. I want to ask him. You sitting there, preacher boy, can't two-step, but you let him choke the fuck out of you, you bitch.
Oh, man.
Hey,
that's Joe Simon choking, guys.
Hey,
at least you could have caught a loose wind and broke a loose and ran. You could have caught a loose wind and broke a loose and ran, motherfucker. Try to save yourself, bitch. How you going to talk like a gangster then get your ass whooped?
Thank you.
You got a point there, yeah.
That's why I tell y'all, I let y'all know I don't sugarcoat shit. My old lady beat my ass. I don't give a fuck. I don't care who know it. It don't bother me. I just get my ass whooped. It is what it is. But I got an order of protection. I can get her ass locked up. Pull them papers out the drawer. Act funny you want to, bitch. You going to go. When they put them handcuffs on her, I be jumping up like I got pom-poms. Get that motherfucker away from here. She ain't got no business over here.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. And baby sit there talk like a gangster all night with Shawty. And went over there and let preacher boy beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, he went in on kid ass, too.
He just a special fool. That's a special kind of fool, Flo.
Oh, man, that's basic black, man. It's a song called Special Kind of Fool. For real it is, man.
Big Eddie, y'all.
Oh,
what's
man.
That? What's shining that? Give that motherfucker award this year. Fuck that. Everybody sign an award. Everybody sign an award.
They say baby is with skin. Skin stitching him up right now.
Oh, man.
Told y'all that. Skin like, you dumb motherfucker. He should have sobered up. Nigga went out there over there fucking with Preacher Boy. Told Preacher Boy to trick the shit out of him and socked his ass up.
Preacher Boy blowed his ass out.
Hey, man.
There you go. Say it again. Say it again.
Preacher Boy ain't got legs, but he sure got hands.
Blowed his leg, but he sure got hands. Blowed his ass out. Make no sense, man.
I see baby swinging that Preacher Boy now like old drunk.
Look,
Preacher Boy slid to the left and hit the ass with the right.
Over
with.
Yeah, but check the one with the fat boy. It's down. I don't know.
Down goes baby.
Oh, man.
Y'all sound like George Foreman. Muhammad Ali. Down goes Freddie.
Down goes baby. Then Preacher Boy, I see Preacher Boy on his back right now choking his shit out of him.
Baby,
I would have been going live.
Baby should have been like me when my old lady was choking me. Help. You know you start off like you know you growl at a motherfucker like you can win. Then once them punches start coming, you be like, man, why you hit me like this? What the fuck? Shit, I was just playing. Baby just should have set his ass down, man. Let Preacher Boy beat his ass like that. And ain't nobody recorded. Preacher Boy, you wrong, because you probably could have choked him out in and set your phone up on the golf cart and recorded.
Oh, man. Come on, Yak.
He was in the alley.
They was in the alley.
I know one thing.
Oh,
if he knocked him down.
Preacher Boy, go online. You know they got that recording shit. All alleys out west and out south got cameras in them.
Oh, man. Come on, Yak.
Pull that video up.
It happened too fast. I didn't want to be, hey, baby, I didn't want world star. I didn't want to be
pull
a
that
world
video.
Star.
Hey, you going to get a bunch of hits. They gonna, you two going to pay your ass. Fuck that. Pull that video up.
Hey, listen. I could have took my leg off and act like I was a hero.
You is a hero.
No.
Oh,
Yeah. Hey, shut that door, sweetheart. Thank you. Man, why everybody get quiet, man? Where everybody go?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Man, come on, man. They can't goddamn it start it then stop. Come on, keep it going.
Down goes baby. Down goes baby.
Oh, man.
Can I ask y'all one question? Who called y'all with your bullshit?
Hey, we can't reveal our evidence.
Right. It don't matter who called us. We know about it.
It's a small world.
Listen to me. My only thing is, if that idiot called y'all and told y'all that he got his ass whooped, he's dumber than we think we are.
Maybe he want to tell on himself, preacher boy, before anybody else tell him.
Man, baby done got his ass whooped. He might want everybody to know for when he sue you tomorrow.
Oh, man, not the lawsuit.
All that shit, like, fuck your pussy-ass nigga and this and that, and got his motherfucking mouth knocked off him.
No, he didn't. He got hit in the forehead. He got a split in the forehead.
We got his brain busted.
Yeah. You can see his brain because he say we knocking through the white meat.
My.
And now him and Skin at the hospital while they put staples in his forehead.
Damn.
That's fucked up. Man, Christian boy, you fucked him up that bad he needs staples in the forehead?
Got staples in the forehead. Then they say, put your boy on the back, rob me, choke me. Then I could fuck you, but I ain't going to fuck you. I'm going to let Madman do it.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You stupid.
Oh, have mercy. Y'all are goddamn it. Man, come on, man.
Yeah, they say, hey, you know how you ride a horse? They said, that's how put your boy was on his back when he was choking him down.
Damn. So you just walked him down, preacher boy, huh?
Y'all are stupid. Y'all are stupid.
Y'all gonna learn. Don't be fucking with the handicap.
But I tell y'all one thing. He got one of them special ass whoopers. That man got a special ass whooper. But that's fucked up when you know the man choking you out. You ain't trying to get a loose where you can run. Something had to be done with that motherfucker.
Oh, man. Not the Joe Simon choking can.
Hey, I'm going to keep it real.
I saw a cow with goddamn a dog trying to get a loose one. The other dog got him.
Hey, I'm going to keep it real. When that wrestler was choking me out, I was hitting the ground. Let him know, hey, I quit. That was tough.
Not the tap out.
Hell yeah, when that big wrestler had me, hey, I ran into him. I did like baby. I ran into him. I went to choking on him. Next thing I know, he had me in the air, but he was nice. He put me on the ground nicely and started choking me. That's when I started tapping. Hey.
Oh, man.
That's when I realized I fucked up.
Not the MMA.
Well, man, y'all crack a joke, but I ain't going to tell you that. That bitch wasn't going to tap out. Them niggas grabbing my arm and telling me, please let him go. He can't breathe.
What's
that man name that just died? The police choked out.
Floyd.
Yeah, he looked like
George Floyd.
Yeah, he looked like George Floyd. They were like, please, we're gonna let him go. He's not gonna make it. Let him go. And I'm saying, fuck this nigga. He don't deserve to be here.
Damn, nigga, you bad acting, nigga.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Kimo.
Stick the bad
acting. Fuck you up next. I don't know what you're talking about. You next on
this. He took Kevin's hand to himself.
You got a point there, preacher boy.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chemo, they're trying to be a friend. I said, he got hands. You next, Chemo.
All right. That's going to be two bad acting motherfuckers right there, baby.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm starting to bet. I got $5 on Preacher Boy. I got $5 on Preacher. I'm going with the champ.
You stupid ass. But no.
Hey, but one thing about it, man, he out of practice with he preach. He get up there, talk about your pussy ass this and pussy ass that, and get up there and get fucked off. Man, he run up on that man and got fucked up. Yeah, damn.
But you got to think about Chemo. He ain't never said he can fight. He said he played basketball and cut hair. He ain't never said he can fight.
Lord have mercy.
Well, he run his mouth like he can fight.
He be drunk. When you drunk, you don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Let me stop y'all. The man wasn't drunk. The man, I'm tired of y'all saying that. The man was fully sober when he caught himself doing what he was doing to me. So we asked the man, leave that shit alone. He testified about what Ken did, everything else. When he looked at the wristband, the hospital shit on my wrist and the band-aids or the IV shit, he said to himself, I can do this.
I got you one, yeah.
I can do this.
Man. Just because you drunk, that doesn't justify you should get no ass whooping, does it, or what?
Oh, that's done with being drunk.
Don't go to the drunk crowd yet, kid. Please, don't go to the drunk crowd.
No, I'm just saying, preacher boy.
No, kid, listen to me. He thought he was taking care of a handicap and a motherfucker just fresh out of the hospital. Because I was talking to him about me having surgery. So he knew right then and there, I could fuck this nigga up. And it didn't turn out in his favor. When I beat that nigga up, he wanted to be drunk. He wanted to be in a whole different area code.
Oh, hey, pretty boy. You said when you hit him, that what made him drunk.
Okay, he was punch drunk.
I was always told,
don't let drunkenness get you no ass whooping or whatever.
Hey, man, listen to me, man. It was so funny. Listen, now y'all going to make me act a fool. When I hit him with the right blood went everywhere, I said, I'd have split this bitch open. He threw y'all. When he went down, I hit his ass two more times. I picked him up. The man
Oh, you put overkill. That's overkill. That's pretty good. You put overkill on me.
Hey, man, no. I want the end of this program tonight. I wanted this to be a period of a sentence. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I choked that man for one fucking reason. When I turn you loose, bitch, I want you to pray to your mama. I'm not fucking with this man no more. But they let him go. They made me let him go. So now he thinks every time he see me, I'm a foul in his ass. I don't give a fuck. We had a funeral. I'm a knock
him the
fuck out.
Yeah, but he said every time he see me, y'all got to fight. So, yeah.
He going to the gym now. I hope one time he whoop you and take that leg off and beat your ass.
Oh, man.
See, Chemo, that's why you next on the list.
Hey, I told him I'm buying a ticket for it. I deserve it. I'm a motherfucker. I'm going to buy a ticket for it. Chemo won't answer the phone. I don't know if
Chemo, you seem like a pretty good guy. Me and you made a good conversation, Chemo. But you know you done rubbed me the wrong way. You don't never in your life have to be a baby and take no ass with me from a handicap.
No.
You can just stay out of my vicinity.
Yeah, but you know what? Preacher Boy didn't go and fuck with that man. He swung on Preacher Boy.
Right. Chemo, if me and you see each other, and we talking normal and talk about drag races, I swear on my mama, I'm not going to say nothing out of pocket to you. We're going to enjoy our day. If you start that bullshit, the same shit he do, one of us got to get a piece of ass. It's like a piece of pie.
Oh, man. Here we go.
But hey, Chemo. Hey, Chemo. I got $100 on Terrio.
Bro, what you gonna do with hold on, what you want to fight or the goddamn race? What are you talking about?
Who's Terrell got to do with our conversation, Timo?
He got $100 on Terrell. Terrell is racing.
Jack ball.
Nah, that's why I'm asking him. You want to bet on the jack ball race, right, Madman?
I don't bet on none but fights.
Oh, well. And what Terrell got to do with a fight?
Yeah. You sound like Terrell. That's what I thought you were.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, nah. I'm not mad at Kimo. Me and Kimo had some words. Me and Kimo had a conversation. I'm just upset with Kimo, but I wouldn't hurt the man unless he tried to hurt me. I go through a lot of shit in my life.
Keep his motherfucking hands to himself.
That's all. That's the only thing that got baby fucked up. And his hands on his
hand. Well, Kimo, that what got you fucked up one time, too. You stuck your hand out there and grabbed that hand, and he knocked you out. You knocked over
man.
On
the Hey, Madman, you know what? I done whooped a lot of ass. You know,
yeah, that might be true, but that day you lost.
Niggas got down once. So I can't
win
them all.
Yeah, that like the wrestler one. You know, we can't win them all.
Yeah, but Madman, you think you're taking some ass whooping now. Young nigga knocked your...
Nah, I whooped that young nigga. The young nigga just hit me in the mouth. I whooped the young nigga.
They say he gave you a bloody lip.
A bloody lip don't mean nothing in a fight. I gave him a black eye and a bloody lip.
Man, that's... We don't know about that. That's what you tell us.
Okay. Well, you just don't step in front of these damn things. That's what you just don't do. I'm going to be like Preacher Boy, and you're going to be like Baby. But if I get to knock you down and get to choking you and everything, I'm putting your pants down. We're going to have sex, too.
Man, something wrong with you, brother.
Ain't no need of just letting you get away with a knockout. That's why Baby was running up under the car. You know what Preacher Boy going to do with that wooden leg.
I'm going to be honest, Madman. That tension just been building. Cause,
they
drew down on each other.
Yeah.
One,
hey, Baby been talking reckless, man.
Yep.
He forgot they was in the same city. Ain't like me. I'm 500 miles away. Y'all got to wait till I come to the race to whoop me.
Mm-hmm. And Baby drew down on him. Act like he draw down on him.
He did. He just didn't know Preacher Boy had that swift move. Over with.
No, I'm talking about he drew down on Preacher Boy for real.
Hey. He ain't going to fuck with that handicap no more, I bet you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's going back.
Yeah. Hey, one thing I know about a good-ass whooping, you ain't going back. You think I'm going back over there fucking with that wrestler?
Jeez. You got ass whooping last time, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, he in the pain then. He in the pain.
Hey, goddamn, they say the scalper put something up about me the other day. Hey, you ticket scalping motherfucker. What you put on the internet about me?
It's cool when they do it. It's problem when I do it.
That shorty is.
What else, hey, y'all? I've been hearing strange things. I've missed 1,000 calls. What's on your mind?
Hey, how many steps y'all put in baby head?
Hey, hold on. Did you put staples in the forehead or did you glue it back together?
What are you talking about?
They say you and Betty were together when he got his head split. He gone to the hospital.
Hey, man,
I'm playing back
with my wife about being in Captain West.
Baby ain't getting
his
head split. Who baby got his head split
earlier, and I was there.
Put the boy.
Just split his shit.
Come on, man. I told Baby sit his ass down, man. Good God almighty. Come on, man.
He told the right of me.
Hey, I'm blaming this on my wife. She asked me was me and Kevin West frenemies. But we still frenemies.
Man,
so
where Baby at,
West,
man? Where's
she at? Bullshit.
He in the hospital.
Come on,
I thought you were
man.
With him. So you wouldn't ask him. I thought you were with him.
That preacher boy
the man let the handicap right, whoop his ass. He need his ass.
Yeah.
Hey, Skin, They say preacher boy knocked a swastika sign in the middle of his forehead. That's goddamn. You know what that swastika sign is?
Hey, Skin. They think Preacher Boy had more blood on him than the blood bank.
Come on, man. Look, let me ask y'all a question. Now, why y'all laughing about that? But when these other guys get fucked up, y'all don't laugh about that. I don't like that.
Well, name one that got fucked up that I didn't laugh about.
Nah, I know you did, man, and you a damn fool. I'm talking about everybody else. They weren't talking about they were real quiet. They don't be having it on these shows. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all mean Timmy, y'all got these things on the show.
Man, mm-hmm.
Somebody get me
ass.
Now, what if y'all talking about this shit and baby listening, and then he gonna commit suicide or kill a motherfucker?
Oh,
Rocky,
man.
What y'all gonna say?
He was a waste anyway. He was taking up some good air. That guy.
Damn.
I'll tell you, he was a goddamn waste.
Wrong.
Hey.
My wife told me I was going to go to jail because I choked him until he said, I was talking shit. That was talking shit. Now y'all tell me. You sit on me. I bust your shit. Then I choke you. Then you go.
Hey, who the fuck stole on you? They said he missed. They said he never hit you, preacher boy.
He connected. It wasn't hard. I'm one of them little. Hey, listen, it felt like a baby tap.
Good God almighty.
Hey,
come on, man.
All I said was to him, how you going to hit a motherfucker and can't fight? Hey, listen. Oh, hey, kid, he came to a street race with three tires on instead of flip.
Come on, man.
He got
tied up. Hey, Skid, the man say he whooped him up under the flat car. Yeah. So the car was up under the flat. Baby was trying to get up under the car.
Oh,
hey, Skid, you know that black ass, what that car, Gucci done got back, that red one, that's been back there for the last 8 years, that motherfucker Lexus, not, it ain't even Lexus, a Jaguar.
For real?
That red one. I knocked that motherfucker up on the jag while he knocked the reflector off that motherfucker. Gucci was sitting on the cracker tank. You owe me $18.95 for that reflector.
Good God almighty.
That's a free haircut.
Man, blood was everywhere. When the blood went everywhere, I felt so bad. Like, I'd have flipped this bitch shit. And that man said another word to me. I gave him 1-2, then I choked him. I tried to choke the life out that bitch. They said, let him go. He can't breathe. He sounded like that.
It's
your fault. He was talking about the racism.
You said it's all of me. What are y'all talking about?
Listen.
What do you mean it's all of me?
Listen.
You taking up for me?
And you listen to me? We was talking
about
you
was taking up for me, preacher boy. Thank you.
No, listen
I'm
to
sorry.
Me. Listen. I want you to hear this. You know what y'all went through last night? You know
hey!
Listen to me, Skin. You know how y'all was talking last night?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all 100%. I talked to Calvin Wesley. I said, Calvin Wesley, you're going to get y'all hurt because Calvin Wesley got a different car. He kept trying to lock in the Nova. Calvin Wesley said, you called him and said you wanted to lock in his Nova last night with your car.
I didn't call no Kevin Wesley. I don't even know his number.
This is what Calvin Wesley said to me.
Go ahead, though.
I'm just going by what the conversation.
Yeah, he lying. Go ahead.
Calvin Wesley said, man, Skin called me and said, man, he wanted to lock in my car with the Nova. I said, well, you know you ain't got the Nova no more. So it went from that to, yeah, everybody kept calling me, said he was trying to lock in $1,500. I don't know why he's locking in my car. This is my car. I locked in my own car. He kept saying, bitch, that nigga, I can do what I want to do. This is my money. Where the conversation went. I said, but now I'm still not talking to him. I'm talking to Calvin Wesley again. I said, man, you're going to get y'all hurt for playing that whole-ass game. Talking about locking in the car, and y'all show up with a different car. When a nigga get the pounding on y'all head and want to take y'all car, the bullshit he pulled it, he told me, fuck me. I said, man, I ain't thinking about you. He said, man, I'll beat your ass. I laughed. And went from there. Right, he's showing out in front of the cabin. So we kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So I told, what you call it, let's shoot some dice. What's the motherfucker with Keon? I said, Keon, let me you shoot some dice. This ass nigga, you ain't got no money. So I showed him $5,000. I said, man, listen, man, you can't buy me, bitch. Leave me the fuck alone. Me and him, we were going to shoot dice. He kept going. So I said, man, you know what? I'm sick of you. I'm going to show you I don't need a gun to whoop you. We can fight one-on-one. My triple ass against you. He wouldn't get in my face. So as soon as I turn around and get a shoot dice, the nigga fell over here.
Oh, man.
I rocked his ass. Bloop, bloop, bloop. I choked his ass out.
Good. God, hey, Ken, you didn't hit him with no beam, beam, beam. He got a bloop, bloop, bloop.
Come on, man. I stole on him. Listen to me, man. It looked like Freddy Krueger got hold of that bitch. I spit his forehead with the first lick, and my shirt, I had a green shirt on that bitch turned instantly red from the blood. My shirt was full of blood. I said, this bitch could have AIDS or anything. He wobbled. When he wobbled, I just choked him. I fell on the ground between the car and the fence, choking him. He sounded like this. They said, let him go, please. Nope. He's going to die tonight right here in my arms. They said, please let him go. So I told him, if I let him go and he's still on me, I'm killing all three of you bitches. And he held his arm like Jesus Christ was on the cross. When we got up, I put my shoe back on my artificial leg and it fell off. He said, well, let me at him. Let him. I said, y'all move out of his way. He come to me, I'm going to kill him. That man walked past me, got in his car, left, went home and banded himself up. When he rolled back up, you know how you ride up like you're doing a drive-by? He rolled up in his truck and jammed on brakes. I said, y'all move. You get out. I'm killing him. He got out. That bitch told me, every time I see your pussy-ass pussy boy, we fighting. I said, do you see me right now? He said, no.
Oh, man.
Charlie, man.
Now, y'all cracking jokes. I'm telling you, honest God, too, how this shit went.
Hey, Skin. Hey, Skin.
It's not funny, and it's not
yes,
cool.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to make a joke out of it all week for the next 2 years.
If
somebody
I see that man, and he walk up on me, I ain't got no choice but to beat that man.
Yeah, you got hit again.
I ain't got no choice because I don't know what's on his mind. Because if he wouldn't have never stole on me then, I would have like, don't worry about it.
But y'all had a fight before? Pretty boy, this is the first fight.
No, this is the fourth fight.
Oh, y'all had a fight four times.
He told him, I'm sorry, I left out something. He told Gucci, I whooped his ass the first time. So you did what? When did you whoop me? Tell me when you whooped me. He said, you know when. I said, man, I beat the fuck out of you. And that's why he stole on me. Sorry, I left that out. And I rocked his world. I said, now tell everybody now who won since you were 61 last time.
Well, no, not over there in the alley on Harrison, man.
No, we wasn't. Yeah, that was the first fight on Harrison. When I beat him and he had to whoop him again, the Taz truck up and he drove off. I went to his house and rung his doorbell and told him I was going to kill his ass. Now I had to rock his world again. On North Avenue. All I need that man to do is when he see me, cross the street. But if we on the same side, they're going to need 911 from now on. Ain't nothing y'all can say to keep me from signing on that nigga every time we see each other. Because he told me, he promised me, every time we see each other, we can fight.
Oh, man.
I got a tattoo on his ass.
That's a lie. That's a lie because he sees you and he didn't fight you.
You not hear me. See, you talking. I'm trying to teach you
I'm
to be in your
you,
place. Tonight,
with,
tonight
okay,
was something
listen.
Different. After the first ass whooping, said to suck the wounds
okay,
up.
So if he,
I
if
put
he
a tattoo
he
on him.
You every time y'all fight, y'all, every time he see you, y'all fighting. That second time he pull up,
He sees you. He didn't want no trouble. He ain't gonna fight.
Oh,
and he
man,
got a tattoo on his ass with my name. That tattoo on his forehead. Shorty
yeah,
told him, Byron knocked the teeth out. Byron knocked all your teeth out last night with the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Now he got my initials in his forehead for me spilling on him.
PB.
So now
PB, preacher boy.
He might know. He got PB upside his motherfucking head. So
mm-hmm.
all I want him to do is, on one side, I stay on one side.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got nothing to say. I ain't no bad motherfucker. I'm a handicapped nigga that's trying to survive. Leave me alone. Call me Lil Durrell. Just leave me alone. I don't want no trouble. I want a drag race. I want to bet, and I want to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy
mm-hmm.
life. All that shit you talking about putting your hands on me, strike a match and see how it burns for
mm-hmm.
you. I got one leg, and I can't fight. That's what I'm telling the motherfucker. I'm handy can, not handy can't. I think that's all. I didn't call y'all to tell y'all I jumped on that man. I ain't trying to brag that I whooped that man ass. I didn't want nobody to know. He called y'all and told y'all he got an A1 ass whooping. I'm sorry y'all had to hear that. He could have kept that to his chef and went home, sucked his wounds up, and went on about his business. He had to broadcast that. I didn't. Y'all called me to ask me what happened. I told y'all. I'm sorry for even telling y'all. Just leave me alone, man. Same thing with drag racing. I don't want to bother nobody. I just want to race and have a good time. That's all. We all here in our last days. Let's make a lifestyle of it. Enjoy it. Don't rush it. Fucking around with other people who ain't got no business, you rushing it. Everybody ain't no bitch. You can call them what you want to call them, but everybody ain't no bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if a nigga fall with his head down, you loud to fuck him for real. You might not help him up. You might be an ass-bucking nigga. You want some ass. You got a lot of niggas on this phone that don't want to be bothered and beat the fuck out of you. That's it. That's all. And you got your regular people that want to drag race and they take all the jigging it is. I take all the jigging it is. Keep your hands inside of the ride at all times. That's all. I don't like you talking about my mama. I don't like you talking about seeing mama. I don't like you talking about nobody mama. But that ain't my place. As long as I ain't involved in it, I ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
The shit Jeremiah and them did last night, and that shit there, I ain't going to tell y'all no lie. And Jeremiah, if you listening, I hate to tell you, I'd have wired your motherfucking mouth up last night because you tried to pull a stunt. Evel Knievel did jump and didn't make it. Because you could have cut everybody's words off and said, listen, man, don't pay the lockup. He's going to race some people. But you tried to call him on the back line after he said he was going to pay the lockup, tell him not to do it, and thought you would see a locked in. That was 100% bullshit. All the way around the board. Well, them people got to the track and got that one, wasn't trying to race you. You went over there and asked for money. You should have been in the honeycomb hide. I got beach stains on your ass. Because it was bogus. The same way that man said, I'm going to pay your lockup. You race me, and I'll pay your lockup. That means he bought that man at 6 o'clock on the line, whatever it was. You could have stopped all of that shit before it happened. But everybody like drama. Everybody like bullshit. He could have cut it off. But on his behalf, he did say, let me know when he paid a lockup and we'll wait. He did say that. But you fucking with niggas, man. Y'all know how shit go. You could have nipped the shit in the bud. Talking about I called you, doing the phone call and all that. Y'all know bullshit when y'all hear it. A nigga didn't want to race him. A nigga wanted to be on bullshit. That's it. That's all. That's why I like to lock in, keep people out of my business, and race. That shit, their mind did, he was looking for drama. Y'all gone?
Mm-mm.
Y'all still alive?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't hear nobody saying no ifs and ands about it. Y'all see how that shit went last night.
Mm-hmm.
What's going?
Sounds like somebody got them taking a siesta.
Yeah, but, hey, man, we all be friends and want to be family. Y'all can cut a lot of this shit out. Scrapnel could have told that man, yeah, we still going to race Fox 10. But they didn't. But the shit, the way that shit goes, somebody going to get hurt. Jeremiah was one of the main ones that caused the problem. I cannot tell no lie. Vic could have stayed out of it. Got him after the race. That's my opinion, but my opinion don't mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, you got to stop fucking with these yellow ass mutt. You fuck out some ugly ass puppies.
Why you treat me like this when she's around, man? When she ain't around, it's all love, man.
Because you a dog off the chain. Hey, y'all. I don't know whose show we on or what's going on, but I'm going to take a break and get me another drink. I'm the nigga that's drunk. I've been drinking Hennessy all night. Out of my.
Hell yeah, you drunk. You peeping that bad shit. Hell yeah, you drunk. You might as well get
what's
some
happening?
Ripple shit.
Lincoln.
The real deal.
What's happening, kid? Hey, kid. Boy,
yeah.
Kid, I just had a good time. Hey, they called me. I went over to LaPorte, Indiana, and boy, at a cruise night. You know, I took that Camaro over there and put it on the street. Felt good down there.
Oh, man.
Well, you
yeah, I've been in LaPorte. Just getting on back.
Keep up with the speed.
Yo, we're waiting on you to get fixed. And I'm going to tell
you,
I feel like I can keep up with the speed.
Oh, shit.
That was real good. That means you wasn't behind. That means you was in the middle. I like that in you, man.
I'm gonna always be. Now I'm gonna be in the front.
You couldn't have been in the front.
Yeah, kid.
The
yeah, kid. I had a good time, boy. The Caucasians, they was all right. They real friendly. They love it.
Oh man,
they got
not the weak folks.
Hold on.
Don't say nothing about no Caucasians. Say you like them. Cause I hang around all white
folks. My best friend
about it.
My best friend is white folks. I don't know what you're talking
well,
about.
Every time I hang around Caucasians, they gotta have a motor in my car. They
I don't.
Be
hey, well, you
get,
hey, listen, man, listen. You gotta talk to the people that get on your ass about them people. That's who you gotta
mm-hmm.
talk to. I ain't got that problem.
I ain't gotta talk to nobody. All I gotta do is keep doing
okay, well,
what
you
I'm doing.
Be talking about.
I got them white folks loving me. I got them hunkers loving me.
That's good. Ain't nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong with that. That's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I know I one thing. I had a good time tonight at the cruise night. I made two cruises down tonight. And that boy BF41 with that black blazer, he was out there. They climbed. They did good. They let us cut up tonight.
Well, shit. LaPorte ain't too far from you, is it, Lika?
No, about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes, that kid, that was all right. You know what? I was meant to call Chuck and tell Chuck, because Chuck said when they having something, he won't bring that deuce over there, but we can ride, boy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of stuff over there tonight. They having another next week. I might go if my wife don't put me to work. But I had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing else to do is just hot. That was all right.
Yeah, they're going to have a bunch of no-prep shit at 41 next weekend.
Listen, they over in Crown Point right now. They don't want to tell nobody.
Oh, yeah?
They're over in Crown Point somewhere, a man on a little old airport. And
mm-hmm.
they over there cutting up right now. Private property.
Oh, okay.
That's what the dude from Texas with that well, Fast Mustang?
Mm-hmm.
There are some of the outlaw guys is over there.
Yeah. God damn, somebody calling the Hawks.
Somebody on their way, they go.
That's chemo, ain't it? That's chemo.
I might have dozed a little bit, but.
Oh, man. Not the Motor City chemo.
Hey, chemo, you know your girl fighting tonight.
Oh, who that? Who was that?
Richard Seal, man. That's what I'm looking at now.
Oh,
Richard
Seal. Yeah. Downtown. I just left him down there. We got Detroit got a lot of shit going on down there tonight.
Yeah, man.
They got the Grand Prix down in Motor City, ain't they?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I wish I knew how to scalp them tickets like you, man. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
And who said he scalped tickets, man?
Damn.
My.
She whooping this girl ass, but she's swinging a lot of wild shots. That girl fuck around and catch it, it's gonna be a trouble.
Eddie, we got too long. Eddie, it's right around the corner.
Oh man,
yes,
not 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
41 looked good too. We went out there last night. Who was at the Elvis that last night? A couple people was out there with their cars out there testing last night.
Mm-hmm.
I told them I ain't gonna do it. I told them I ain't gonna dog them out. I'm not gonna go lie. I put them on blast. I'm gonna let them go and play with their car.
If you want to put the
whole outfit on, that's a good track, man.
Yeah, put that whole outfit on.
It ain't nothing wrong with the track. I can't say nothing about the personnel, but the track is all right. They get mad at me if they want to because I talk about giving tracks some credit. That's my opinion, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there, Ed.
Yeah, man. And telling her don't get careless with it. And she is a fucking wild at night. And a lot of times you can be,
what is that on?
I mean, she the one on a pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
I got it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. DAZN. I mean, it's perfect picture, too.
Get my pay-per-view.
Kim's the final round. It's the last round.
Oh, shit. I might miss it trying to find this shit.
Yeah, so the women don't go.
Well.
It's 10 or 10.
Yeah,
y'all, you it's the last
round. You say she throwing some wicked shots in
the head? Man, she throwing some wicked shots for him.
Man, what are they fighting at? Ford Field?
Yeah.
No, they fighting at Red Wings place.
It's a big ass stadium, I can tell you that.
It's a what?
It's a big ass stadium.
Yeah, I just went past that motherfucker. They down there watching the fight. I decided to stop in there.
Oh man.
They don't promote her shit like they should. That's a damn shame. I just
that
happened to look through the sports thing for boxing for the weekend, and I saw it. They don't put her shit on commercials enough, man. It ain't right. I'm going to give her a call and see if she'll come on the show and start promoting her fights on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say.
Where my pay-per-view shit at?
Timo, go by the house and tell her to call me, man.
All right.
He's going to be like, who is that nigga say one of your biggest fans?
Mm.
Mm.
He's trying to knock out in the last 10 seconds. It's over. He still tried.
It's over.
The girl can take some punishment. Yeah, it's over. Old girl couldn't have won one fucking round.
Oh, man.
Hey, Leon, why you ain't let me know about the cruise, man? I could have did that.
You stay wasting in the middle.
Leon, gone.
Hold on, hold on, Uncle Ed. What's up, Eddie?
Why you didn't let me know about the cruise, man? I could have did that. I could have let my grandbaby drive a car.
All right. Yes, sir. Eddie, I was at home watching my wife's car. I was at home watching her car. And my buddy said, Leon, what you got going on? I said, nothing. He said, you know, it's the cruise night over in La Porte, the pre-cruise tonight. I said, for real? I said, huh? I ain't started this stuff up since I got my ass whooped. I said, you know what? I got gas. I got nitrous. Let me load this side. I said, you know what? You what time you going? He said, I'm going to the other side and get a good spot. I said, well, save me a spot. I washed that car. I went and washed my duty. And, hey, me and Bruce loaded up and come on over there. Then my brother, the smoke friend, they all went over there. We hung out. And,
yeah.
And I made a cruise. And, you know what I'm saying? And shook a little head and scratched
his ass.
Didn't
you go to something like that last year, Leon?
Yeah, hey, that'd be some good. Listen, man. Hey, kid, it'd be the
I
white boys
you,
from
yeah,
Chicago
you,
be over there. A lot of people
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because you had put it on live feed.
They over there.
Yeah.
But that F-10 truck, I've
yeah.
seen that F-41. He's from, what do you say, from Crown Point.
Oh, man.
It's but yeah. Now, Dwayne Walters and all of them, they probably going to be over there next week. Now, next week, that one next week, you got to they're going to let you register, and they're going to block the T. This week, they didn't block all the side streets. They're going to block all the side streets off, and you just cruise up and down all day long. See, they get wild. Like tonight, when it started getting dark, the youngsters were coming out with them Hellcats and them Scat Pack. They went to cut it up. I said, yeah, it's time to get on out of here. What's happening?
Hey, maybe I would have took that Nova over there. Maybe wouldn't have got his ass whooped.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. If that dude would have took that Nova to the cruise, he wouldn't even been at the alley, Gucci. Maybe wouldn't have got his ass whooped back there at Gucci Alley.
Lord, have mercy.
I hope baby go live so we can see that scab on his head about a week from now.
Oh, man, not the PB tattoo.
Yeah, man. I'm in shape now. I'm ready to foot race the motherfucker.
Oh, man, not the foot race, Big Ed.
Yeah, man, I've watched this fight, man. See it. I feel like bouncing rocks. I feel like that.
What's the name of them gym? What's the name of them gym shoes, Eddie? What's the name of them gym shoes?
I got PF Flyers. Make you run faster and jump higher.
Oh, man, not the PF Flyers.
Yes, sir.
PF Flyers.
Yeah, well, that used to be the choice of black folks back in the day, Eddie.
Yeah, I know, man. I never gave them up, man. Everybody started using them Jordans and shit. Thought they was going to put them in the air like me. No. PF Flyers, man. I'm telling you right now, man. The brand of air,
they love
I'm the one made them famous.
They,
They left PL Flyers and went to Converse.
Yeah, Converse was a good shoe too, man. But they don't make you run faster and jump higher like PF Flyers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. You ain't never seen none of my commercials, man? Me flying through the air?
Mm-mm.
I'm running a locomotive. Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you lucky you didn't get you no speeding ticket. You lucky you didn't get no speeding ticket.
Hey, you better be cool before I speed dial baby, man. I will speed dial baby.
Lord, have mercy.
The kid last night said, what up?
I'm telling you, what
he got, he got on kid ass. And then leave me putting the cables on him. Get on his ass, baby. Get on his ass.
I'm back, Eddie. I'm back.
Hey.
Eddie, Chuck ain't been on tonight?
No, man, Chuck on vacation, man. He took a vacation ever since I had that West Side party on my show Friday night. He's scared to come on, man.
So you gotta have a West Side party like they have a Top Side party. You gotta make it even now. You gotta make it even.
Yeah. You know, Big Sam always had a South Side party, so I had to help my fellow West Siders out, man. You know, West Side.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got to do right.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I had a good time over there tonight, man.
Yeah, man.
What's your plan, man? What's your plan, Leon? What's your plan for the 7th, man? What's your plan, man?
Well, Hootie got three little locked in, and Hootie say he want to run me head up off the trailer. So if everything, as long as the weather good and mama good, I'm going to go to his ass. He's going to go to mine. We got to get it on. He said off the trailer, he's going to come right out of Detroit, from Michigan. He's going to come up here. He said he's going to run me off the trailer. You know, if he's coming to me off the trailer, I got to go. I got
not
to
the
go.
Hootie Cootie.
I'm at home. Hootie say he got to try me. He want three love. He want me. So he got three love locked in. So I ain't going to lock it in. We just going to rock.
Okay.
The only way I won't run these people, they outbet me. Y'all know one person, I'm going to race. But when you outbet me, you're not trying to race me. You're trying to outbet me.
Yeah, boy. They made a few call outs with that booth. And then, maybe somebody might want to answer that too.
Well, Eddie, I ain't gonna get into that, but that's not my race. But,
yeah, I'm just talking about possible races that come out.
Like I say, everybody needs to just go and either grab those call out or get your man when you get there. I'm going to say it like this, and I don't care what nobody said about me. I'm my own man. I'm going to do my old races like I used to do. I get you at the track, I see you at the track, we're going to race. But all this other shit, these lock-in races, and then you got to go, you got to argue for 3 hours to get a race set, and you already got a race locked in. I'm tired of that, man. We too old with all this bullshit be going on with these lock-in, man. These lock-in races.
Yeah, it's shit crazy.
He's just trying to outbet you the race and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm for the stop. I don't care about nobody else. But I got 1 foot in grudge racing and 1 foot ready to go back bracket racing to have me some fun with my car because I can't enjoy myself at 41 last night. Them suckers was steady coming in that track last night with them goddamn bracket cars. All you do is bracket racing, meet some friends and have fun. The girls race itself is really turning to shit. It really is.
Wow.
People won't let you race. They're going to stop you from racing somebody because they're going to tell them this and all that. It's all that shit ain't used to be. I can race you and still be laughing and grinning about the race. Man, these mother going to stop you from racing. And this lock-in shit is gone garbage, man. It's gone this shit. You don't know what the hell you got to tell them. Give
yeah, I didn't understand last night. That was pretty bad.
Jeremiah should have just left that alone. They arguing back and forth and getting more people involved, and next thing you know, he it is. So I don't fault nobody but himself, but it is what it is. It's too much promotion. If I want to race you and you going to the track, when I get there, I'm going to put some money together for you, and we can lock that in at the track. All that getting on these shows and locking these races in, all that back and forth shit, and people getting in your business, they ain't got a goddamn thing to do with the race, and I'm going to tell the truth. They ain't got shit to do with the race. So guess what? Fuck. I'm going to do my racing like I used to do. You can say I'm scared all you want to. If I see you at the track, I'm going to get on your ass.
Yes, sir.
No, you don't better get them hips and them thighs go between now. Don't go down over that side and fall down because I can't get you out of there. Cloverleaf, close. I got these thunder thighs, Eddie, trying to walk down the side of this Camaro. I don't know where they're looking for. Yeah, that stuff last night, man. It really started
Thursday night. That's when it really happened.
You can buy it. No, you can't stop this. You can't get in there. It's in the trailer. You can't get in there. No, we definitely ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna do it, Eddie. The racing is the shit. Hold up.
Like that. Look at this.
We had to push it because the battery wasn't charged on the winch, and the winch was pulling in. We had to pull in with the golf cart.
The golf cart
pulled it in. Yeah, it can carry all time. Hey, you need these women over to give me here about this cop, man. You ain't really got to go through.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
You gonna holler, Lee.
Hey, Uncle Larry, for the 17th, you got the little bitty old Sweet Watermelons coming. I'm gonna bring a Gaylord at all. We got goddamn lemon cake coming. We got a lot of good shit coming out of Indiana. We gonna make the best of that motherfucking show.
Wow, man.
Oh.
We're gonna make the best of that show. Yeah, worry about that. I got some people coming in. I don't know the people with that what they call that stuff from Louisiana.
Gumbo.
Yeah, you know the last time Leroy them had that party, that race. They had their tent over there, we all traded together. They had gumbo and all that. They had their tent set up.
Leon, was that gumbo or jambalaya?
Well, it was gumbo. It was some Louisiana people here.
Okay.
For the holiday, and they went to the track with us. They all came to the track. We had that whole section. And then Chuck and them was right next door to us, and they had their little tent jumping. We had a good time. Yeah, y'all need to pay for this wipe down. Yeah. $50 a person. I know it. That's what I need. All right. $150. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting ready. We getting ready up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting ready. But yeah, that's in my radar, Eddie.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be my man. That's on the run. Who I wanna run
it's too much riff raff. I don't have to go through all that. I'm just grab who I can grab, and that's it. Make the best of it. I tell you what, we was at 41 last night. They did some, a lot of upgrades. They can down it all they want to. But that was pretty good last night. Mm-hmm. There was some people down on some radio tires. They were making the trip. They had to turn their cars down to get down the track, but so what? You do that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They do that everywhere.
Well, y'all, I'm getting ready to go to bed. So to everybody, good night, and before I go to bed, down goes baby. Down goes
oh,
baby.
Oh, Lord.
Batman, why you going to bed so early?
Hey, man.
I'm going to get up in the morning and catch the show.
I'm over here with my relative. They don't think I did no death. What did I do tonight? Who am I
knocked,
for tonight, y'all?
You knocked out baby. You split his head back, and you choked
yeah.
him and could have raped
oh,
him.
Oh, man.
You just did.
He didn't hear you. He didn't want to hear again.
You knocked him out. You split his head. You choked him out, and you could have raped him.
and gave him
hey,
a tattoo.
Hey, listen, I got to watch her. She worked for the police, too. I got to watch her. She just don't know that nigga I beat
now.
Up. Hey, she don't know the nigga I beat up. So.
We had the poor jumping, boy. I cut that motherfucker loose on Lincoln Way. Hell yeah, the police let me get all that.
They always let the slow cars go down the street.
That's okay. At least I got one.
Oh, man.
You got to get you one.
Leon, you stay so quiet in the line.
I got one.
Huh?
It's different when you ain't
you
got one.
In the line to keep up. How much energy did you use to keep up with the show?
I'm on the phone. What? I don't need to be looking at all that when I be doing stuff. Especially if I'm going live.
Where you going?
I ain't going nowhere. Chatting them out there taking pictures. Yeah, man. Toto got a stolen. I got one. It's different when you ain't got one.
Yeah, Liga, that ain't nothing. I got a half for one, so it's the
yeah,
same thing.
Yeah.
Yours slow and mine
yeah,
a half.
I can't tell. I got my own truck, got my own trailer, got my own wheels. I'm doing
I got all that, Leaky.
I'm going with a whole bunch of men guys.
Lock in for Tate Race.
So what? You ain't got nothing locked in with. You don't drive nothing.
I put it together by then. I put it together
yeah,
by
okay.
then.
Okay. Go on, go to bed.
I got to number 383 in there to whoop you.
Stop hating. Going on the bed. I'm sorry. I got one. You ain't got one. All you can do is get on the top.
I got a half of one. Skin told me don't put it together because
yeah.
y'all ain't going to waste me.
Yeah. Do what you say you're going to do then. Don't put it together. Don't worry about mine. I got one. And I'm proud
well,
of it.
If I catch you over on one of these prep tracks, I'm going to take the little small
yeah.
price 33 and go to your
yeah.
ass.
You got to buy. You got to build you one first. Yeah, get you one together.
That
first.
Ain't nothing to be illegal. They sell that at AutoZone.
Why are you talking to me? Go get one. Don't talk me to death.
You ain't
hey,
coming
you
down my way,
me
so I'm going to build one.
Did you say you was going to bed? Going on to bed.
No, I'm going to roll up another
tonight show. Tonight's show is all about the 17th. Anybody want to lock in for the 17th, come on with it.
Who that is?
Thank you, Eddie.
He's talking to you, Leon.
Ain't no problem, Leon. No, I'm talking
to
the panel. I'm talking to the panel. Whoever listening, the night show is for the 17th. Anybody want to do something for the 17th? Come on with it.
What you want to do, Leaky?
I thought you was going to bed.
I was, but they said they're going to be on the show in another hour. So I'm finna roll another blunt.
Oh, man.
See what you gonna do?
He said he's gonna roll another blunt.
You rolling a blunt right now? That's the weak weed you got because you don't even sound high. That's it, the weak.
You got
I was going to roll him another blunt.
Licky, yeah. I was, huh? Until I found out baby went down. Baby went down.
Oh, I ain't know what baby got to do it again tonight.
Yeah, baby got a head split and got choked out. He could have got raped.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I preach about a handicap. The handicap up one, the regular people down. Handicap up one. And baby swung first.
Oh, man.
And down he went. Down goes baby. He won't mess with the handicap no more. Hold on, Leaky. Let me find my cigar. And where everybody go?
Everybody here, man.
Big Sam race is going down.
Everybody,
I'll be there.
Man.
Yeah, I'll be there.
It wasn't for the
money.
That
by the time baby gonna get the staples out his head too. We
everybody mad.
I'm glad y'all gonna have to learn how to carry my hands to ourselves.
Hey,
y'all
know what that nigga said? He said,
"Triple
one."
Hey, keep that door closed.
Lock the door.
Us black folks gonna have to learn how to keep our hands to ourselves.
With that old woman. She with that woman. I told her she been going with
Hey, preacher boy.
Bring.
Yeah.
I don't want to be quiet. I'm on the phone too.
Did he hear the name or something, preacher boy? I'm talking to preacher
boy.
I can't hear you.
I say, did he hit his forehead on something?
Yeah, these motherfucking knuckles.
Okay.
Hey, they spit. They said preacher boy whooped that nigga through blood out of his
face. Hey, listen. The nigga came back. He had grabbed him when he was on his way down. He grabbed the reflector off the car. When he came back, he said, "That's what hit me in the face, that reflector." He got knuckle prints on his motherfucker to say ID.
How you let a nigga choke you out got a remote control leg?
Oh, God, man.
Hey, man.
That's worse than a motherfucker with a remote control wheelchair. Hey, that's worse than a motherfucker with a remote control wheelchair.
Like Floyd.
I said the preacher boy choke him out and
come
kick
on,
him with the Air Max in his face.
Hey, man, I didn't have one of my Air Maxes. I had to make that back to me.
Hey, that goddamn preacher boy bad motherfucker, bitch. Hey, ain't nowhere in the world baby got two good working arms, two good working legs, and that preacher boy put that remote control leg on his ass. His hand strong, Jack Ball. His hand strong. Hey, I wish baby would call me and say he want to lock little more in on motor. I'm calling preacher boy. I keep telling these niggas we'll take preacher boy and beat the whole west side ass. They don't understand. He just started off with one. I wish he would choke Terrio ass out. He might straighten his legs out. That motherfucker go to church on Sunday and say, "God, you the heel. You the hill, be God. You the hill." Now, them crabs, they eat with you, motherfucker. You come with that bitch on medicine, they'll goddamn crabs to heal your ass. That's why you running right.
Jack Ball.
Look at that Michigan tie. I was all that in front of the front.
only way you get some of that, you got to knock your big. Hey, why y'all quiet, man? What's going on? Motherfucker going to sleep at that time.
Yeah, I won't preach the word over here.
What chemo at, man? Man, I wish Preacher Boy want to whoop baby ass. I have somebody to argue with. Call Terry your bitch ass.
No, shit.
Man, let's argue with somebody. Hey, I got a size 14 hospital shoe I'm bringing on the 17 with drag to put them on.
For who to put them on?
Drag. You know drag by them hospital shoes.
Oh, God.
Oh, there go Rena. Rena back big. Hey, y'all, I'll talk to y'all later, man. My old lady home. I got to get off the phone.
All right, man.
Hey, you got to get off the phone before she do you say where I did, baby.
Hey, preacher boy, listen. She ain't gonna. She might knock my teeth out, but she ain't gonna fuck me up. She want me twist that boat and pray for hope while I can pay some bills.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this nigga Jack Ball. Hey y'all, Jack Ball over here talking shit, man.
Hey man, listen. Y'all ain't gonna hear from baby until he heal.
We ain't gonna hear from baby till he heal. Preacher boy, stop acting like you put him on him that rough, man. Stop that shit, preacher boy.
I ain't put on him.
You
ain't open the moon up.
Jack Ball,
open the moon up, y'all. Hey, listen to me.
Hey,
y'all open the moon up. He called y'all for help, and y'all open the moon up on his faggot ass.
Yeah, we did. We got to get our laugh in, preacher boy. We got to do that.
I thought y'all was gonna say, preacher boy, you bogus. Man, you don't hit nobody and you can't fight.
Hey man, you ain't never bogus,
that,
man.
Hey.
You gotta protect yourself.
Hey.
Jack
hey,
Ball said you bogus for hitting.
Hey,
he said you know
it's
drunk.
On me and fucked my mustache
here.
Up. It was like he nicked my mustache with his razor.
Come here.
Hey.
Jack Ball said, how the judge going to judge that you got a handicap whooping on the truck?
Hold on. Listen, y'all. Hold on. I don't want y'all to laugh at this. I really don't want y'all to laugh at this. The man said, you bitch-ass nigga, I'm going to call my boys on you. The nigga went and called his buddy, and Cap Whitfield was on the line. He said, he called the nigga and said, hey, man, this nigga just whooped my ass and jumped on me. He said, who? Cat Whitfield yelled out, a handicap. They hung up on him.
They hung up on him.
Yeah. He told me
his ass called. You got him so good. You got him so good. He called four motherfuckers on you that got one leg. He called four more motherfuckers on you. All of them got one leg apiece.
Hey.
He's like, the one leg motherfuckers can fight.
Hey, Skin say he was taking baby in the hospital, goddammit. Baby started wrestling them niggas with one leg. He said, no, wrong hospital. Keep going.
Yeah. Hey, Big Eddie.
Hey,
Vaughn coming over here to start some shit.
Hey, Big Eddie, that nigga holler. Keep going. Wrong hospital.
Hey, Vaughn. The nigga fell on me and threw his hands up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I want to appreciate all y'all for coming on the show tonight, man, and the time that ran out over here for Uncle Larry. And I want to tell y'all God bless, and I appreciate y'all coming on the show. And
glad to hear from y'all.
Well, likewise, man. That's why I'm doing it this way, you know.
What I got to do to have one of these talk shows? I want to talk to motherfuckers. smack you, motherfucker.
I want to talk to a motherfucker here today.
Hey, appreciate you for the show, Big Eddie.
We love you down south, too.
Hey, man,
we
love y'all back, man.
Over, Big Eddie. We love y'all over, Big Eddie.
Oh, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, hey, and about you some balloons on the 17th where your big ass could sit on them and bust them.
Hey, hey, listen to me. If you want a radio show, all you got to do is quick drag racing. Everybody that got a show don't race.
Oh,
oh, you ain't had to say all that.
Hey, I like that preacher
boy.
Come
on your ass, my preacher boy.
Because Big Sham won't race nobody. Big Sham won't race nobody. Then he always wearing them same old reckless blue jean pants.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
oh,
man.
Hey,
he wear a 48 at the top and a 44 at the bottom, and then never touch his gym shoes with his big ass.
You gotta be a
Big Sham don't give up fake cakes and cut hair. He ain't no drag racer. All
right, go ahead, Uncle Larry. Hey, Yak.
Damn, Yak. How long you been holding that in, Yak?
Man,
hey,
Big Sham went to
say
Walmart.
You show, man.
Hey, Big Eddie. Hey, Eddie. Big Sham went to Walmart. They told him, God damn, they don't sell drawers inside no more. The nigga had to use newspaper and cardboard.
Come
hey,
on,
man,
Yak.
You say you want a show, man? You want a show? Call me tomorrow, man. We'll talk
about
something.
I'm calling you. My show going to be with, the name of my show is In Your Feelings. So we going to talk about everybody.
Not In Your Feelings.
Just give me a call, man. Give me a call. We'll talk
drag
about it.
Drag racing in your feelings.
Hey, your show should
drag
be
racing in your
feelings. Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands
to
yourself.
You got a point there, preacher boy. You got a point there, preacher
boy. Preacher boy, you won by luck. Get the fuck off the phone.
Yeah,
oh,
you,
man.
Yeah, preacher boy, you really just 1-1.
I ain't no
motherfucker.
Hey, no,
preacher boy, 2-1.
They say baby won the first fight, so you 1-1.
I just told them, nigga, preacher boy, the only nigga can't walk past a pawn shop without them calling them in and trying to pawn that leg.
Hey, man. Baby ain't never gonna fight with me. I gave the man retribution. They broke the seal.
Hey, preacher boy, you do not get no points from me for beating up a drunk.
He was sober. So next time I beat
man,
him,
I could have choked him out and let my son.
Hey, listen
him.
To me. Stop it. Next time, I promise you. Next time I whoop his ass, I make sure he's drunk. Then I don't want no points. I
right.